Mac Holmes pre-game interview.
Shane, welcome to K-Rock Footy for the first time this year. Thanks for joining us pre-game as well. Kingy mentions the Paddy Carr Cup. What does it mean to the group today? Do you sense a bit more enthusiasm coming into today?
Not really. Like it is something that's been sort of played for between the two clubs and somebody that's played for both of them. And it means a fair bit between the two clubs because it's only played for at the home ground also. But, yeah, this one's just more about, I suppose, learning from what we've done in the first three rounds and trying to just keep improving our game. There's always a little bit more, I suppose, in it when you're playing North Shore, our neighbours.
For sure. You mentioned the first 3 weeks. What have you made of the performance? Look like I know you don't like the word honourable loss, but a decent showing against a good Leopold team last week. You've won the one game so far this season. How have you assessed the opening three rounds?
Yeah, probably pretty consistent. We're just, inconsistent consistently, but we've just dropped a couple of quarters where we, has cost us games, where we just sort of go within ourselves and just don't defend hard enough. I think West got us, and then the second quarter against Leopold, we just really dropped the pressure around the footy, and they were able to sort of hurt us on the scoreboard, and that's been probably our biggest weakness at the start over the first three games, is we've just been able to score against too easy at times, so we're trying to rectify that. I think, other than the first quarter, the first quarter we didn't reward ourselves enough when we had the footy. So that probably put a little bit of scoreboard pressure when they had the breeze in the second, and that probably might have got to us a little bit. And also, you know, with Spencey going off in the first quarter, we just lost a little bit of composure down back as well, which didn't help us.
Rock, thanks for your time. Really appreciate you joining us pre-game on K-Rock Football. Can you give us a Matt Spence update? How's he tracking a week on from that hit?
He's getting there. It has knocked him around a little bit. So he's he came down Thursday night for the first time, and he hasn't been back at work this week. He should be right to go back. He's down today, so he's a lot better today, but it's taken him a good week to get over it, that's for sure.
Okay. Is it your chance for next week, or is it going to be longer than that?
We'll just wait and see. He caught up with our physio, or Jace, who's done a little bit with the concussion side of things, so we'll just weigh it up. We're hoping to have him back, but not 100% sure. We'll make sure he's right and make sure he's comfortable and make sure that tick all the boxes, yep, as you say.
Some of the coaches I've spoken to over the opening month have spoken about how it's just taken some time, even the teams that are winning games, just to get back into sync after so long off. Like a pre-season's one thing, but playing games in an 18-month gap between games hasn't been easy to get back into. And then when I suppose a lot of your group weren't here in 2019, you get, yep, you know, Weagle and Green coming back and Day coming back to the club, and then, you know, see some new faces in Mackay and Minari and the like. Are you finding that as well, that it might take 9 rounds before the click will happen, especially when you've got a youngish group and a lot of returnees?
Yeah, definitely. I think it has. We've really, and even with our group, we didn't, like last year with the guys that come in, we don't know how much we would have improved then, and then with the guys coming in, so it's another sort of crop as well. So it is taking a little bit of time. It's taken a little bit of time for the guys that come from outside, you know, country footy, to get a handle on the GFL side of things as well. And then, it might take a little bit of time. And I think that's why we're seeing the inconsistency with our ability to stay in games for longer or just stop things, because it's still learning. Learning the strengths and weaknesses of everybody, and even, you know, positionally, we're still trying to find the right mix.
Recruitment-wise, you just touched on then about, you know, not having any games last year, obviously. So, you know, what was the process in terms of recruitment? Obviously, gone to some players you already knew.
Yeah.
How hard was it? And I've asked most of the coaches, how hard was it to recruit with not seeing games?
Tough. Well, yeah, it was very hard, but I think it's recruiting's one of those ones. You get opportunities to talk to people, and you got to try and sell your story and try and get them in. I mean, the three guys that we got in pretty early, we have conversations with every year. They're Lara blokes, other than Bailey Ettridge, who we've tried, you know, probably every year for.
It's been coming for 10 years.
The last couple, but yeah, to get them early, it sort of started the ball rolling. Already having a few, and then, yeah, not. I guess it's, you know, targeting and that sort of stuff wasn't, you're always looking, but it's who you get the opportunity to sort of have a crack at.
Faha Mac Holmes speaking with Lara coach Shane Stone on K-Rock Football. Here's our expert, Matt Kershaw.
Shane, I've got 100 questions I could ask you, but only two on the radio.
That's right, we're running out of time, mate.
Mate, I've got just about today's game. Obviously, last week you guys played Leopold. Trent West obviously dominated in the ruck. You were minus 38 hitouts in the ruck and minus 20 in the clearances. Obviously, given Tyrone Vickery's impact on his game last week and you go up against him today. With your focus with the midfield, is it more about being proactive and trying to shark their hitouts, or is it more about being defensive and nullifying the ruck advantage?
Yeah, well, I think it's more about referencing off their mids as well. Like, Leopold got a really good midfield. We knew that going in. Got a really good ruckman, same as today. Like, North Shore's strength is their quality around the footy. So, you know, I think last week the difference was probably mainly in the second quarter and a little bit in the first. I think after half time we started to get our shape right and just nullified them a little bit with the ease of the clearance. I guess that's a little bit of it as well. Just make sure that they're under pressure if they do win it or get first crack at it, so we can get a couple of repeat stoppages and go from there. So
good answer.
Thanks very much.
No worries.
Had a bit of time to think about it.
We spoke about 2 weeks ago. We spoke about Rowan McSparran coaching against his son and how much of a thrill it is coaching against your son. And there's only four people that have done it. And I said how much a thrill of it was for me to coach against Riley. I reckon there'd be more a thrill coaching your sons. You got two of them out there today, Aaron and Jordan, and obviously they're both wearing famous premiership numbers in 16 and 18.
Who wore 16, Matthew?
The great Matt Kershaw wore 16 in the premiership year in 1994, and the great Shane Stone wore the 18 in the same year. But their sons have got the wrong number on. Jordan's my godson, and he wears the 18 instead of the 16. I thought it would be more fitting for him to wear the 16, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think the oldest gets the number that they want. So that's what it comes down to.
Aaron just gets told what he's wearing.
Right. No, second best is not too bad.
Out of all seriousness on that question, though, I mean, how exciting is it coaching your kids each week? Because it would be something I'd look forward to as a senior coach.
Yeah, look, it is. It's those conversations that you have to have. I guess you've got to put them in a player bracket as well for that that time that you've got them, which is sometimes can be a little bit challenging. But I think we've done it for a long time through the juniors and everything as well, so we've got a pretty good relationship. And it's just, I guess, when you're coaching and when you've got a young side, you treat a lot of them as your sons and watching them grow and develop. And I think that's where there's obviously a special little emphasis when you see your boys developing and growing as well. But I think like a lot of our young players coming through, to watch them flourish as well, it's probably just as exciting. And they're a tight group. We'd sort of grown up with a lot of them as well, so it's
maybe we should have tried harder to get Riley over here in 12, 13, 14.
Hey, it's never too late.
I think St. Joseph's might have something to say about that.
Active recruiting on the radio. I love it.
I like it, yeah.
Rocky, what can you tell us about Leighton Driscoll, who's come down from Strathfield, say, who have got a wonderful record in the Bendigo League? He's landed on your doorstep, second player after Galen Minari from that neck of the woods to be here at Bisinella Oval.
Yep.
And he looks like a good size watching the footage.
He's a good size. Yeah, it's probably something we didn't have, just someone that with that size. So he's come in, he's hard at the footy and gives you a good contest around the ball. So he's been good. We're starting to get a little bit of a relationship with Bendigo, which I think is, what you need to do with people coming down. We've got a few guys that have been training with us that are still playing up there at the moment, but offering them the opportunity when they're down this way to play with us, I think it's a, that when you talk about recruiting strategies, that's sort of stuff you have to develop those relationships with the country clubs to then get, when they come down, that you get first crack at them.
Bailey Ettridge had to go through Anarchy to get to Lara. How's he been this week ahead of playing his old side?
Yeah, he hasn't sort of come across it too much. I think he's been pretty good. His form's been good without being damaging. He's sort of just probably going opportunity wise, he's probably just ready to have a good one, I hope, but he's been pretty relaxed and pretty calm about it. He's a pretty laid back kid, so.
And on a sad note, unfortunately, Black Arm Bands today, you lost Kenny Reid, who a trainer at the club and was with your under 19 side that you had a few years back.
Yeah, he's a avid supporter of the club as well, and we'll be wearing black armbands for the a family that supported the club, and it's not a great thing to happen, but if we can show a little bit of respect to the family, then that's what we're all about. So,
All right, Vale, Kenny Reid. Rock, really appreciate your time. We wish you the best of luck this afternoon. Thanks for joining us and look forward to speaking to you post-game and for your sake with 4 points in the bank.
Hopefully, so do I.
Good luck, Shane.
Shane Stone joining us for Harmac Homes.
The Harmac Homes pre-game interview.